Did Ted show you a place before you sent him on? He asked Jimmy.
Aye, so he did. Only he didn't know he was showing me. It was a baby picture. I don't know how to tell you exactly. Stupid head, full of cobwebbies.
Jimmy made a fist and clouted himself between the eyes. Roland took the hand before Jimmy could hit himself again and unrolled the fingers. He did this with surprising gentleness. No, Jimmy, I think I understand. You found a thought. A memory from when he was a little boy.
Ted had come over to them. Of course that must be it, he said. I don't know why I didn't see it before now. Too simple, maybe. I grew up in Milford, and the place where I came out in 1960 was barely a spit from there in geographical terms. Jimmy must have found a memory of a carriage ride, or maybe a trip on the Hartford trolley to see my Uncle Jim and Aunt Molly in Bridgeport. Something in my subconscious.
He shook his head.
I knew the place where I came out looked familiar, but of course it was years later. The Merritt Parkway wasn't there when I was a boy.
Can you show me a picture like that?
Jimmy asked Roland hopefully. Roland thought once more of the place in Lovell where they'd parked on Route 7, the place where he'd called Chevin of Chavin out of the woods, but it simply wasn't sure enough. There was no landmark that made the place, only itself and no other. Not one that he remembered, anyway. Then another idea came, one that had to do with Eddie. Jimmy.
Aye, Roland of Gilead, Will Dearborn that was.
Roland reached out and placed his hands on the sides of Shimi's head. Close your eyes, Jimmy, son of Stanley. Jimmy did as he was told, then reached out his own hands and grasped the sides of Roland's head. Roland closed his own eyes. See what I see, Jimmy, he said. See where we would go. See it very well.